Hey y'all, it's Brittany.
Hey, my name is Brandon.
Hey, it's Daisha.
And this is Chasing Sunsets Podcast.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are we doing today?
Tired.
No, same.
Mm-hmm. How was first week of class?
I'm gonna get through it.
It's a little rough.
Yeah, it was a little rough, but
a lot of rough.
It's okay.
That's it. Yeah, it's okay.
This weather was terrible.
I think that's why it was rough for me.
Y'all first dropped any classes?
No.
But I'm thinking about that SU.
Oh God, I dropped one.
Really?
On Friday.
Why? What happened? You wasn't feeling
it. It was too much.
You needed to. I knew. When you said 21 credits,
yeah,
that's a lot.
And then everything else I had going on, I started looking at the calendar, and honestly, after February, it just, yeah, so we're going to do 18 and just ride with that, and that's when I have to get the job done. Mm.
Yeah.
I picked up some classes.
Okay, pick up.
Yeah, so we'll see how well that goes. I like my classes. They're not too bad.
I like my classes. I just... It's a lot up there now. No more playing. Ain't no more fam.
Ain't no more jokes.
I never failed a class, but like it's no more playing because it's crunch time. It's crunch time. Yeah.
What's your favorite class so far?
I read 290.
Why are you in there?
Class. You're supposed to drop that.
I was supposed to.
You literally have
But
no
I like it so much.
Why?
Let it go.
Because it's fun. No, really, it's a really good class.
Yeah, if you're an education major or going into that field. But
I
not.
Like reading.
But you're reading baby books.
I still like reading.
But you're not going to be nobody's teacher.
Okay.
So why are you in there?
Because I want to be. What do you mean? I picked it up for a spot holder.
But then I liked it,
so I stayed.
I just feel like y'all got no business in there. But you know, honestly, go off, girl. Do what you do.
That's like an African American literature class, and I had no business in there either.
That's exposure. That's different. This is a children's literature class.
Well, my favorite class this semester is surprisingly African American literature right now, even though I hate reading.
Go to the children's literature class.
I was in that class and then I dropped it.
Oh. Well, sounds like somebody made the right decision.
Oh boy, please.
If anything, I need to be in there. What time the class meet?
9:30.
That's why
I dropped it.
On what days?
Mondays and Wednesdays.
Oh wait, it's too late to add the class now.
Oh my god, it was.
Oh well, maybe next year, maybe never.
I know books to read to my children.
Okay, this will be useful in about a decade and a half.
I know, activities to do with my kids.
Girl, you learned all this in 2 days?
Mm-hmm. We did. We read The Rainbow Fish.
I read that book.
And then we did an activity where we drew an outline of a fish, and then we wrote things inside the fish that made us unique, and then outside we wrote ways to share that with others.
So,
me and my children are going to be reading The Rainbow Fish, and we're going to be doing that activity.
Church announcements.
You, girl. Yeah, church announcements. Okay. So, Teeny Jake's voice. For today's church announcements here at the Potter's House. All right, so we'll be talking about merchandise. Well, actually, I'm just going to give y'all the whole itinerary for the show. So, up next, we have our today's church announcements. From there, we'll be doing our morning commute, weather report, and our chit-chats with Brit Rat, and we'll be getting right into our topic. So, Daisha, tell us about our church announcements for today.
So, we will be selling merch coming up soon. We got t-shirts coming, and we got buttons coming.
And wristbands.
And wristbands.
Oh, we love the wristbands.
Mm-hmm. Which I gotta say.
Everybody's been wanting a shirt, so now this is your opportunity to get a shirt, and we can match shirts. We can match shirts.
Thank you for the church announcements. We greatly appreciate it. Did you guys have anything else before offering?
No, that's all.
That's all.
Okay, great. So let's get into the morning commute, Miss Daisha.
Okay. So the song that I would be playing is by an artist named Mick Jenkins from an EP that he dropped. Have you ever heard of Mick Jenkins?
No.
He is from Alabama, but he's Chicago-based artist. And his first debut album came out around like 2016. He put out an EP January 10, 2020 called The Circus. And this is a song, Carefree.
I was off the drugs, I was off the drinks, I was off the vibes. Got nothing to hide, I'm with the squad, don't make me throw it up. She by my side, we gonna fight, that is nice. It just don't look like this. If you live in carefree, then you probably don't look like us. Let me cook right quick on the beach, couple of it's cool and it's just about dust. Shawty never smoke kush like this, I'm fast. Music playing, grinding on me, you know I had to push.
Okay, that was Carefree. What do we think?
I like it. Smooth.
I feel like we're just getting to the good part.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah, so I gotta go back and listen again.
That is true.
It's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, go listen to it.
You gotta, yeah, the 30-second
thing.
Yeah, so.
It's gonna be on my playlist, Daisha's Morning Commute Volume 3. And on that playlist, I have three songs by Mick Jenkins. He's also, have y'all heard of K-Tronada, the producer?
D-Tronada from... What's that show? That show? Okay.
What show?
The rap show.
The rap game?
The rap game. D Tronada from Rap Game. That what you talking about?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
K Tronada.
Huh? Excuse me.
He K Tronada put out an album, and Mick Jenkins is on that album. K Tronada is a producer on that album. He has like, he had like Teacher Moses, Pharrell, Sir, he had a bunch of people on it. And Mick Jenkins is also on that album. So my favorite song from that album is also by Mick Jenkins. So that's on the playlist. I got Alex Isley, Raven Lane, Boss, Smino on the playlist. So go check that out. Daisha's Morning Commute Volume 3. What are y'all listening to this week?
Take Money.
Tay Money.
Tay Money.
What song?
Tell us
about Tay Money.
Tay Money. Okay, so Tiffany, my friend Tiffany, put me on Tay Money. And she is this, can I say white? This woman.
Caucasian.
Sorry.
White.
Caucasian.
I mean, whatever you want to say, girl.
I just
you got
know.
Options.
Bloop. She's a white rapper from Texas, but when you hear her, she sounds ethnic.
Ethnic? Black?
I'm trying to be politically correct, but she, like, play a snippet. You can play a snippet.
Okay, yeah.
Up ahead, go take, go. Right around, f***ed up. Go. Crown and coke in my cup.
For real.
I'm all f***ed up. Hey. Face down, f***ed up. Keep looking at my butt.
What?
Your neck gon' get stuck.
What?
Man, good luck.
Hey. That was bad. That song, so Tay Money. Tay Money.
Well, that's Tay Money.
Textured.
She sound textured.
Textured hair. That's what
he said. She sound textured.
Oh my gosh.
Seasoned.
What are you listening to?
So, like I told y'all earlier, I just be listening to a lot of the same stuff. But Jhené Aiko dropped a song, a single, last Friday, if I'm not mistaken. It's called Theory. That's literally the name. It's like...
Let's play. I haven't heard it.
Asterisk, dollar sign, Theory. But you could just...
Now you know you could have said that.
Girl, that's extra.
I can tell by the way you in love with me. You can't get enough of me. I guess it's looking like you stuck with me. Cause I got you sprung off in the springtime. Got your free time.
It was cute.
I like that.
Girl, it was cute.
I like that. I was I was upset when you paused it.
Oh. And she's talking about something. It was cute. Jhené Aiko.
You know we got the 30 second thing.
Jhené Aiko is that. Was that bitch, been that bitch, and will forever be that bitch.
Now, all they go hear is, "What's that beep?" and "That beep."
Janae, I go, "What's that beep?" Been that beep. Will always be that beep. But yeah, so if I ever get a celebrity to play my wedding, definitely got to get Janae Aiko.
What song?
I want her to do Eternal Sunshine. Play.
Yeah, I thought you said plan my wedding.
Why am I get her to plan my wedding? No, she need to bring her to sing. So yeah, I need her to do Eternal Sunshine. Yeah. And she's going to sing and she's going to do amazing.
I would have Lauryn Hill sing Can't Take My Eyes Off of You.
Aww. Would it be like slowed down, like remixed?
No, exactly how she sings it. I mean, she might put a little twang because she don't own none of her songs, right?
She's going to make it into pop. She's going to turn it into a pop song.
Yeah.
Y'all going to be in the dub stepping.
Or maybe, I don't know, but I like that song.
I would like to have Anthony Hamilton at my wedding.
This girl taking him to church.
Or... I was listening to him on the way here. Him and Shirley Caesar. That song, It's All Right. Speaking of singing, I appreciate everyone who appreciates my singing. Side note. Because I sound lovely.
Yeah.
And people are recognizing my talents.
Period. I'm just stuck on, this is going to take these people to church at the wedding.
Oh, yeah. Was that Anthony Hamilton in some movie? He sang at someone's funeral?
Was it Tyler Perry?
It might have been a Tyler Perry movie.
Or Brian McKnight.
Brian McKnight was on Moesha.
I feel like he's always the one who pops up at the wedding. And star back at one. That song?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Brian McKnight put out a song called Pop That.
Us with this P-word today.
But did I could have sworn Brian McKnight put out a crazy song and people are like, what is happening? Now I gotta go look.
Well, while we on the P word, I remember during moving last summer, I had the speaker going right. So you know how if you got Spotify, mm-hmm. and after you click a song, like it'll play songs you think you mm-hmm. might like. Tell me why. Mind you, the speaker on full blast, and it's not the little speaker. So as soon as I get to the lobby, like I'm coming down from two. Why work this? About Tiana Taylor, come on. And it's the explicit version too. So I'm like, oh.
And parents are there.
Yes, people, mama, daddies, grandpa, God. Uncles. It was just so.
Wow, you still have your job.
Yeah, girl. It was just a mess.
That's so embarrassing.
Yeah,
it was. I ain't gonna lie.
Did anyone say anything?
Girl, no, they just looked at me.
Didn't you say. At your church, they was about to praise dance.
Okay, they were about to praise dance. And they played, I forgot the name of the song. Now I gotta play it.
You need to find the first song.
I know, I'm all over the place.
This morning commute getting long. By the time we finish, they're gonna be at work.
Oh, goodness. I shouldn't play this, but we're gonna play this. Because I want y'all to understand how everybody in that church was. We're standing there about to praise dance, and it's all you hear. And this is how long it played now. And then they finally paused it right there. I was like, first of all, y'all could have stopped that song before they started singing. That was Excuse the funniest me. Thing. Anything else y'all want to add to the morning commute?
That's all from me, folks.
Well, this is it on Daisha's morning commute. Beep, 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 beep.
All right, Brandon, Storm Advisory's weather report. Make it sunshine or something. Last week you made it rain and I was crying and stuff.
Screaming. So Storm Advisory here on the P's and Q's, ones and twos, inspiring the boys and girls across the world. So last week, some feedback I got, it was like, oh, that was so deep. It was heavy. I was like, oh, like, I wasn't trying to make it that heavy, but you know, I'm glad people were inspired, or you know, it was salient to them, or even they just like the message. So that's cool. Appreciate y'all listening. I even sent it to my mom. Actually, I sent it to my mom and my dad.
You sent it to your dad?
Yeah, girl. I sent it to my mama first, And she was like, that was real. She said, that was deep. Like, that was a heavy one. I was like, yeah. I said, that was only episode 2. So, oops.
Wait. Tell them what you talked about. Just a recap.
Okay, so from episode 2, for any new listeners out there or anybody who may have missed the second episode. So, we talked about fatherhood or the lack thereof in the Black community. And I specifically told my story about how my dad wasn't really in my life for the majority of it and all that good stuff. So I sent it to my mama. She's like, oh, I didn't even know you were doing podcasts, like all this, all that. I was like, yeah, girl. So we talked about it a little bit. She said she think I made some good points. And one thing she said was like, sometimes you don't know what you're missing or what you would miss because you never had it. And I was like, yeah, that's a good point, you know, all that good stuff. So after we talked about, also she says I have like a great radio voice and I should do voiceovers, but people keep saying that. So yeah. So after that, I was like, you know, I thought about my life. I was like, I appreciate him not being there and him being there for certain parts. So I text him, cause my mom asked me if I sent him. I said no at first. So I text him, I appreciate him. Cause he's like, I appreciate what you did and didn't do. Cause mm-hmm. he made me who I am today. So he was like, well, where did this come from? And I was like, you know, it was just this podcast I was listening to. And he was like, well, what podcast is it? I said, you want me to send it to you? He said, yeah. So I sent it to him and—
your daddy didn't know it was you on the podcast?
He figured it out, I guess. Let me read y'all the message. He said, you all make some very interesting points on the various topics and things like that. And I told him I was just showing my appreciation to him. So yeah, love the energy from episode 2. But today is not as deep or heavy. It's a little more sunshine outside on the weather report. So today we're going to talk about accepting responsibility for your actions and everything you do in life. Because I'm just tired of some of these kids because y'all not mature enough to accept responsibility. Carry on the way they do. I think it's ridiculous, quite frankly. So let's talk about it. How do we feel about responsibilities and just interacting with other collegiate level students or anybody around our age who might not be in college and things of that nature? Because personally, I feel like when something goes wrong, more often than not, people like to be like, is this person, this thing fault? But they'll never look at themselves in the mirror and be like, well, if I had done this, it might not have been XYZ fault or things of that nature. So what are you guys' thoughts?
Well, today I went to church and he talked about your pursuit being personal and accepting responsibility for the good and bad. And he was like, if you struggle by yourself, you struggle by yourself. If you celebrate by yourself, then you celebrate because people like to come when it's time for celebration. So I think that's somewhat of what you're talking about, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Do I think I accept responsibility for my actions? Yeah, because most of the time, it only affects me when I do something wrong. I think I'm at that level where if I fail a class, well, it's not Sarah's fault that I failed. It's Brittany's fault.
Speak on it. Yes, it's Brittany's fault.
Well, you ain't have to say it like that.
Hypothetically, of course. Oh. Yes. Ms. Finley, excuse me.
I do agree that you are personally responsible for your own actions. You're not responsible for what other people do. So if you did something wrong in that situation, you put that on yourself. So I do agree that we do need to be responsible for our actions. Am I responsible for my actions? Sometimes. Sometimes I'm not. It's something I got to work on.
Okay. So why do y'all think people feel like they can just so easily push the responsibility from themselves to somebody else and not hold themselves accountable?
It kind of like makes you feel a little bit better. If something goes wrong, if you place the blame on someone else, then it takes the weight off of you. So it just makes things easier, really.
Yeah, no one likes that feeling, too, of when something goes wrong and it's your fault. You're like, eh. But I think I know what you mean. We're like not just generation, but our peers sometimes like to deflect a lot. And it's annoying because we can't get anywhere with deflection. It's all about accepting it and then moving forward. But some people don't know how to move forward. So if I don't know, then I'm just, well, it wasn't me. in the first place. So
I feel like people just need to grow up. This is not fifth grade where you can just like, well, so-and-so did this, so-and-so did that. Right. Too old for that. So, in my opinion, it just comes to a certain point in life where you gotta be like, okay, if I continuously think it's everybody else's fault, maybe it's me. Because everybody else in the wrong, everybody in the world ain't f***ed up or bleeped up. I mean, you can't say every time you interact with somebody, they always in the wrong. Because what does that say about you? It's like, dang, you can't keep a friend, can't keep a boyfriend.
Oh my gosh, yes. If everybody in your friend group is fake, if everybody in your friend group don't talk to you no more, how is, like, look.
But they still talk to each other? But you're right. The odd one out?
Honey, and it's always other
it's
people.
It's time to reevaluate.
It's always them. Always. Baby, you have no friends and you're still trying to point the finger. Look at yourself. And people like to say, like, I don't need any friends. I'm good by I was born by myself. I'm a guy by myself. Like, yes, that is true. But having relationships with people, other humans besides yourself, is essential. And you don't know how to act.
You got to check yourself.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because you think you're cutting everybody off? No, honey, they're cutting you off.
They're cutting you off. Take a moment. Look around. Notice that you're on that couch by yourself. You can't. You're not. Can't catch a ride from nobody. You are the ride, always. Come on, come on now.
You are the ride.
You are the ride. Let's.
You can't catch a ride because you are one.
Let's evaluate it. I cannot stand that. Mm-hmm. Oh, that boils my bubbles. Bubbles my boils.
If you forever ride the struggle bus, you probably driving it.
You are the bus driver. You are the bus driver of the struggle bus.
I mean, right, there's on. Just no other way to say it. Sometimes you need a wake-up call.
You need to call an Uber. You need to get off the bus and call an Uber and figure it out.
The Uber of responsibility.
The Uber of responsibility.
Get off the struggle bus.
It could be an UberX if you want it to be.
Maybe you'll get some friends who will carpool with you.
To save money?
Save money. I see. I think it's hard, though. It is hard to recognize that it's you.
Mm-hmm. Because then you're just like, what's wrong with me?
What's wrong with me?
I don't know now. If I come to a certain point in life, I'd be like, dang, I can't keep no friends. Every time I do something in life, I always go wrong. I just be like, it's kind of hard to avoid looking at yourself.
No, people do it.
Well, yeah, you're right, though. You're right. Everybody don't have good sense.
Because maybe you need, a deeper sense of help, if that makes sense. So you might need to talk to someone, or you might need, I don't know, to reevaluate your whole life, which is difficult. When you're comfortable, you don't want to get out of that state.
Well, you can't struggle in silence forever.
No.
So, points were made, for sure. I just think you just gotta be responsible, honestly. Mm-hmm. For yourself, for your actions, for the way you treat people. But that's part of your actions, too. Just.
Especially how you treat people. Because after a while, people are going to get tired of saying, well, that's just how they are.
Right.
And people are going to get fed up. And now people want to fight you.
Right.
Because you done said the wrong thing. Because everyone let you slide for who knows how long.
Yeah.
So.
When you in college, people deal with it, but nobody's gonna deal with it outside of these walls. Nobody owes you nothing. I owe you absolutely positively nothing. Zero. The world owes you nothing, so fix yourself.
Mm-hmm. People really got, I think that's important. Everybody gotta learn how to talk to each other. Because you say the wrong thing to the wrong person,
bop.
And that's it.
Or that's a job, or.
That's a job.
You just lost a job. Just that fast. You just lost the opportunity. Not everybody can lay their hands on you, but they'll get you in other ways.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, as we go forward throughout the rest of the year and the rest of your life, just be mindful to be responsible, be courteous, be kind. But really be responsible, because nobody got time to sit around here and baby you no more. You to our audience members, you're more than likely old enough to make good decisions and be a good person. So be responsible. Be responsible for yourself, your academic progress, your social interactions, your professional experience, the way you catapult yourself into life. But that's all. Hopefully that's a little bit of sunshine as opposed to cloud and thunderstorms from last week. You know, I wish you all a great day, a great week, a great month, a great year. Hold it down. Something new that you'll see for me on our Instagram at Chasing Sunsets Pod. If you have a topic you would like me to discuss, you could feel free to drop it. But that'll be coming soon. So I'll see y'all next week.
Well,
what are we chit-chatting about, Brie Brett?
So someone asked me, am I happy in the position that I am in life? And I think this is such an interesting question. Because, of course, off the rip, you're going to be like, yeah, well, I would say yes. But surface level, I am very happy with where I'm at. I think if you dig deeper into like the different categories and where I want to be, I wouldn't say I'm not happy. I'm just not satisfied with them. I think I could be further along. And this question kind of motivated me to just literally make a list, which is weird because I'm not really into all that that mumbo jumbo writing stuff. But I made a list of the pros and cons of life, which, I mean, there's more pros, so that's good. But the cons I just had to work on, and I think that will... there will always be cons. You can't really get rid of them, because that's just life. Nothing's going to be perfect. But it just encourages me to work harder and try to get further. Are y'all happy in life with your current positions?
I think there's a lot of things I still need to work on internally, but for the most part, I am pretty happy. I'm enjoying 2020, just life in general, so I am pretty happy, but there's some things I need to work on and improve, and it's all a learning process. We're taking it one day at a time.
Oh, I'm happy, more than satisfied. I'm great. This is a great position in life for me right now. I'm controlling what is in my power. It's above me. It's just above me. So, you know, doing what I can with what I have, prospering. Wake up every morning with, you know, something to look forward to. Just a little bit of sunshine inside. So, yeah, I'm great. Chilling. It's going to be a great year, you know.
Oh, we love to see it.
So we're 19 days into 2020. How's our words doing?
What'd I say? Intentionality and then being nice to myself. I'm actually doing pretty good with being nice to myself. I'm not beating myself up about things I can't control, so I think I'm doing pretty good so far.
My words are going pretty well. I mean, you can't experience but so much in 19 days. Well, I guess you can. So far, yeah, I'm just, a lot of me right now is channeling my energy towards planning for the future. Mm-hmm. And I know, like, I could die any moment, but I'm definitely doing, I could die tomorrow.
You can. So that what the Bible say. Tomorrow's not promised.
I might die of natural causes in my sleep, but anyway. So, doing what I can, what I have to definitely plan for the next year, because that's what I'm really, next, like, school year. That's what I'm really looking forward to. But so far, I mean, I'm living up my two words. They cool. We cool.
What were they again?
Experience and...
Proud.
Yeah, proud. Oh, you better know it. So you know my words, but you don't know your love language. Anyway, So experience and proud. Yeah, I'm proud of myself.
I figured out my love language. It's quality time. It is quality time.
Okay, so back to summarizing. So yeah, definitely proud of myself so far. Trying some new things, being more cognizant of my ability to slow down instead of take life so fast. And from that, I'm experiencing. Isn't that right, Nisha?
Mm-hmm. Okay, that is correct.
Yes, love that. Miss Brittany.
My word was consistency. I think I'm being pretty consistent. I'm still here.
Oh, period.
Mm-hmm. I still hear my voice every Monday. That's part of consistency. I think I am being pretty consistent in how I treat people, in how I am approaching these classes. We only have 1 week, but I'm starting off strong. Hopefully, I'll continue to be strong in the middle.
Yes, ma'am.
Check back in a few. I hate Valentine's Day.
Why?
It's just so cliche to me. It's just a lot. It's just a lot for me. I never really was a fan of it. Now you love me. You could have told me you love me. And you're going to give me some chocolate. And this is for anybody. This is for anybody. It's cute. It's cute. You know. Long story short, Valentine's Day is just a lot. A lot of calories. A lot of fake flowers. Girl. Let's start Valentine's Day now.
She says a lot of calories. Okay, well, Brittany can keep that. If anybody want to take me out, I will gladly enjoy a free meal.
I'll take a free meal. I'll take a free meal, baby.
It's a lot of calories. It's a lot. It's a lot.
Okay,
so yes, damn it. So, a free meal. Just want to hang out, walk around the park, you know.
A walk in the park.
Yeah,
that's sweet.
Cold outside.
Okay, I like the cold. Anyway,
it's so cute. Walk on the beach. Long walks on the beach. I don't like the beach either.
So yeah, if you want to make a move,
if anybody want to eat pork and beans and rice with me and eat and watch What's New Scooby Doo, because I'm binge watching that over and over again on Valentine's Day and laugh at everybody else. Hey.
Don't do it, because she says a lot of calories, y'all.
Pork and beans and rice?
No, it's a lot of calories. It's a lot. Consistency.
You don't even know your words.
You don't even know your love language, so we even.
But I got it. I learned it.
I got it. All right.
Speaking of Valentine's Day. We're going to dive into some relationship talk today.
Oh, that was a good transition. Love at first.
What are your relationship boundaries? What's a must for you?
A must?
Mm-hmm. Deisha?
I need an example. Yeah, you go first.
I need an example as well.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so... I would say, like, for me, would probably be don't tell me what to do. Don't go through my stuff. Respect my time.
Okay.
And respect my space.
Those are good ones.
All right. Now I got some inspiration. Respect my time and obligations. We must talk every day. I feel like if you... dating somebody, like, how you go a whole day without talking? That's dumb. Just like when people be like, this is my best friend, but we don't talk every day. One last time you talk to her. 3 months ago, how the fuck that's your best friend? Y'all only talking 3 months. You know what can happen in 3 months? People can die, have heart attacks, go to jail, get out, get bailed. Like, 3 months? Come on now. That's the dumbest shit I ever heard. Maybe like, okay, I can see a week. Like, that's probable. 2 weeks is a harder push, but I'm not mad at it. Anything after that.
Me and my best friend haven't talked in like since New Year's.
Okay, but see, that's like, what, 18 days ago. So that ain't bad.
Yeah, I think we're going through it right now.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Your boundaries?
I would have to agree with respecting time and space. I would have to agree with that. And then the whole going through your things. I have to say that's a boundary for me too.
Okay, see, when y'all say things, y'all like social media.
Text messages type thing.
Okay.
My phone, my drawers, my closet, under my bed, above my bed.
That sounds excessive.
Behind the TV, in front of the TV. Are you getting the drift?
Yeah. Okay, so I disagree to a certain extent. Regarding going through like messages, if we trust each other, it shouldn't be none of that. And I feel like if you feel the need to go through my messages, we just need to break up.
Right, exactly.
So, yeah, I ain't even gonna say that's a boundary. That's just like a
respect, trust type.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, personally, I don't mind sharing passwords for social media because I feel like I don't have nothing to hide, but going off of the last message, it's like, why do you need it?
Exactly.
I mean, no, I just really can't.
Why do you want it?
Yeah, I just...
It's like you don't trust me. You think I'm doing something.
You're trying to say you don't trust me without saying you don't trust me.
Unless, like, I log in on your phone and I just keep it there. That don't bother me, or vice versa. Or even if, you know how sometimes somebody you know will follow somebody, but you don't, and they page private, and like you just ask to log in to see, oh, it's on their page. Like, I don't mind that, but sharing password is not that big of a deal to me. But then I just feel like we don't have a need to, because I can just give you my phone if you want to go.
Right. If it's bothering you that bad,
then you're hiding something. Most people who are trying to say that you're hiding, like if I say, if somebody says Brittany's cheating, but they were cheating the whole time, I feel like you're passing your insecurities off on them. I don't like that. And another boundary I think would be for a person to respect my degree, like me getting my education, because a lot of people who aren't in college sometimes try to belittle what you're doing, belittle like, you gotta study, you don't have to study, like you can pass that test. No, I can't. I need to be in the library. And also respect what my choice of clothing.
Okay.
I feel like that's not your lane. I'm not going to tell you how to dress. Don't tell me how to dress. Because I will purposely walk around naked now.
Oh, wow. Aggressive.
That's a bit much.
It's controlling.
That is controlling.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, if he tell you he might not be the most fond of something, I feel like that's one thing. But if he, like, Blake would say...
What if you don't like... What if he's like, it doesn't match?
If it don't match, if it don't match, I can get that.
Because that's like you're about color schemes as opposed to like articles of clothing.
If that's so if it says like I don't the dress like you wearing is too leggings, short. Or your dress is too short. Okay. I'll say, okay, good observation. Next. Are we going out or what? Like, because that's I'm just not with it.
I don't really like the whole thing where they tell you you can't go someplace. I hate that so much. Because I would never do that to no one else. If you want to go out with your friends and have fun, go ahead and have fun. But for you to tell me that you don't want me to go, oh, sweetie, I'm going.
Sweetie.
Speaking of that, I have a scenario. It says, you've set yourself a boundary that you will not let anyone control what you do in a relationship, and you communicated this boundary with your partner. Your partner calls and asks you what you plan for that evening, and you tell them you're going out with friends. Your partner tells you that you're not going, and if he they find out you did, you're going to have a consequence. Oh. So you don't go out.
Not a consequence.
A consequence.
Like, you're my parent.
A that's consequence.
That's controlling.
The consequence is us breaking up.
Yeah.
Because now I'm leaving. Sorry.
But if the roles were reversed, if I had a partner and I told them, I don't really think you should go out, or I don't really want you to go out, I'm sorry, but I'm expecting them to stay inside now.
Oh, what kind of hypocritical?
I know, it's very hypocritical. Okay, but if they had a legitimate reason as to why they did not want me to go, then I'll listen to it. But if it's a... You're not going out, and you come. You don't. You go, and you're on punishment. Well,
punishment.
I don't know what to tell you. But if it was a reason, like, I just want to
What if, hang like, you were going out with your friends, and then all of a sudden, they're like, oh, I got something planned for us. Trying to get you out of going out, like, to the club or to a party or something. How'd y'all feel about that?
If it happens more than once, then that's manipulating now. Every time I'm trying to step foot out the house, you got something planned.
Or if you ask them earlier that day, do you have something planned for us? And they said no. And then all of a sudden, when you tell them you're going out, all of a sudden, they got something planned.
That's manipulation. Mm-hmm. But that's a good trick. I like that. I'm just kidding.
No, I'm going to have to use that one.
I might have to use that.
I feel like if you're dating me, you know how busy my schedule is. So if you really had plans, you would have already spoke up.
Mm-hmm. So. No. Okay, I have another scenario. Your partner has clearly communicated with you that they don't want you to go through or use any of their belongings unless you ask them first. You get in your car to go pick up a pizza and your engine won't start for whatever reason. Your partner is taking a nap, so you immediately decide to use your partner's car instead, and it won't take you long. You're back in the house within 15 minutes of getting the pizza. Your partner never knows.
It depends on how deep in the relationship we are. Like, if we earlier stages, I'm gonna probably wake you up and ask. But if we, like, 2 years in a hole, I just feel like you're gonna have to build a bridge. And if we didn't go on 2 years, like, clearly we're looking at something long term, and it shouldn't be that big of a deal. So I guess context is important for that one.
If it's like 6 months in and you're taking my car, I'm gonna call the police.
Oh, see, that's why I said, like, I will wake you up if it's that early.
Yeah. And first of all, why your car not starting? We can figure that out. That's something we can figure out. Okay, I got jumping cables. But, like, you just take the car. What if I wake up and my car is missing? I have a heart attack and I die.
Oh, my gosh.
That's your fault.
That's extreme.
It's extreme, but it's not plausible. It could happen. Don't take my vehicle. 2 years in, I just want a little tap on the shoulder.
No, hell.
I want a little tap on the shoulder. Hey, Britt, I'm about to go get this pizza because I like pizza, so I ain't gonna say no, but I want a little. Now we married. I just want a little. You don't even have to tap me. You don't have to tap me. Just say, I'm going to get the pizza.
Well, if you sleep, girl.
I still would want to know when that person is leaving.
You ain't gonna know.
So y'all wouldn't care if your partner leaves the house and you don't know?
After 2 years? No. Two whole years.
Yeah, is this like a living together type situation?
You're living together and they leave the house? Are we talking about
going to get pizza or are we talking about something else?
Because in general. We're talking about in general now. If they just leave the house without telling you.
I mean, hand on a little heads up, little text.
Yeah, let me know what's going on. Let me know you're going to get some pizza.
Okay.
What's so hard about I'm just going to get the pizza.
But if I'm asleep, okay, if we 2 years in, right, and mm-hmm. you really with me, you know, I don't like being woken up. So you should just go.
No.
Like, you should know better at that point. And I wake up in the food there, and you'd be like, yeah, I had to take a car because my last time, be like, oh, okay. I mean, what I'm going to do? Stop you? You know, I already did it. You ain't going nowhere to get food. Like, is it really this deep? But this is 2 years, though. This is a 2 year example.
All I'm asking for is a tap at 2 years. Just let me know you're leaving. And later down the road, all I'm asking is for you just to yell a little bit. And just tell me you're leaving the house. I'm going to get pizza.
I think a heads up is important.
A heads up is important. Especially to a car accident. You'd be the main one, Brandon, talking about, this could happen within this amount of time. Okay? They could be pulling out the neighborhood. Boom. Crash. You took my car. And I didn't even know. I'm going to tell the police.
That's your man, bro. You really going to do that? You fake. You need to break up. That's your man. You're going to be like, police, I ain't even. Girl, what the hell? This is your man. You going to send him to jail?
No, I'm not going to send him to jail. I'm not going to. But if the police officer says, ma'am, is this your car? Yes, that is my car. I wasn't driving it, though. And I hope that boy told you that he took my car to go get some pizza without telling me. Now, I'm not going to say arrest him. I ain't going to press charges. But I'm going to let him know. I'm going to scare him. Because, especially if I pay for the car.
You got to think back to the scenario. You already established that boundary that you don't want them to touch your stuff without asking.
That's my stuff.
Okay, well.
And they just disregarded the boundary that you set in your relationship.
So you're going to keep this same boundary from the first month of dating to the end of the marriage?
I mean,
yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's like, okay, but think of it, small things like certain cups I like to drink out of. It's my cup, especially the cups that have the straw. Like, that's my cup. Don't touch my cup. Don't use my straw. And I turn the corner and my partner is using my cup. I'm gonna get mad. I'm gonna get so angry because I told you not to touch the cup. That's not simple. It's simple, but it's not simple. It's because you're not respecting me now.
I mean, it makes sense. It makes sense.
You're not respecting me now.
I'm not mad, but I just feel like as a relationship grows, you gotta start
boundaries do and change like, while you grow. Exactly. But regardless of what that boundary is, if they don't listen to the boundary you put in place, they blatantly don't respect you.
Right. And compromise is something that we both discuss and talk about. I can get you your own cup. You want a cup? You can get a matching cup, but right. Still don't use my cup.
I can get you your own cup, girl.
It's set in, no. Some boundaries, you know, and it's a part of keeping your own, like, individual self as well, for me, personally. Like, if I have to give up everything to you, I'm not me anymore. I'm me and you, mm-hmm. And that's not fun.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Points were made.
Points were made. Go ahead and say it.
Some points were made.
Some.
I don't know. Miss Women's Intuition.
I don't know what that means, but it sounded rude.
It wasn't nothing rude about that.
What's another? They got more scenarios.
1 second. Okay, they have tips. Okay. So some tips listed on this particular breakthecycle.org website. It says, communicate your thoughts with one another. Okay, that sounds realistic, but do you actually do that? Mm-hmm. Okay, good job. Never assume or guess your partner's feelings.
Are you asking if we do this?
Yeah.
Do I assume? Not often.
Okay. Mm-mm. I mean, it's easy to assume, though, when your body language is saying one thing mm-hmm. and you're saying another, then I'm going to assume. Follow through on what you say. If you take my car, I'm going to call the police. Okay. I'm going to follow through. Take responsibility for your actions. Storm Advisory said it best. Mm-hmm. And know when it's time to move on. That's a hard one.
Okay, so what's one thing in a relationship that y'all just, like, absolutely cannot put up with?
A bum. And I use the word bum as in someone who's not doing anything with their life. If you, every day, or at least as time progresses, so when we hit June, it's January now, when we hit June, hopefully I'm not the same exact person that I am now. Hopefully I've evolved slightly, even if it's, maybe water becomes my new favorite drink. Mm-hmm. To me, that's a positive change. But if January you're the same, June you're the same, and December you're the same, you're a bum. And I don't mean like you're standing out in the street bum, you're a couch bum. Like, get up, get out, and do something. Greg told me that.
The song.
Outcast.
Who was Outcast?
Yeah, that's my deal breaker. What's yours, Brandon?
One thing I just cannot put up with is whining. And a deal breaker is probably, if you don't want kids, we probably can't be together.
That's a good one, because I want like 6 kids.
Right, like I want kids. So, and it's nothing against you if you don't want kids. Everybody don't want kids, but I feel like if we together and you don't want kids, I'm going to just end up having them anyway, or make you have them, or make you leave. So, in the best interest of both of us.
You guys will just go ahead and go.
They're perfect, but they just don't want a family.
Dang.
Like, well, kids.
Yeah.
Dang. That's so sad. Splitting ways.
Oh, well. More fish in the sea. Right, rainbow fish?
Really. Rainbow fish. I can't really think of deal breakers right now. Like, I do want children, so I can agree with that. Not want to start a family. Somebody who doesn't, like, see a future with you. Because it's just like, okay, then what are we doing? If we don't see a future with each other, then why are we here? We're just wasting each other's time, just having fun. And don't nobody got time for that.
Preach.
So.
Do y'all know the difference between, like, courting and dating?
Mm-hmm. Courting is more so planning to get married, really.
Yeah. So, but I don't see the point. So I wouldn't say I court people, because that's a little bit more serious. But I don't see dating just a date either.
Oh. So, are we looking at dating to date or dating to marry?
That's, at this point, like with me being 20, oh, that's a hard one. I gotta have babies before my mama insurance kicked me off at 26.
Oh, girl, what kind of mindset?
You have to think about it. And I can't do all that in hospital bills. So I got to 20, I got 6 years to get I gotta find me a husband. So I gotta get married now.
Wait, what age are you want to get married at?
Like,
must be soon if she's trying to just, she get kicked off the insurance.
I can say like 20.
25.
That's a 1 year to give 6 babies.
And then you have that baby.
Oh, okay, 6. You ain't gonna 6 make is all a bit much.
Before.
3.
Oh, you want all 6 before?
I want to have at least 3
before 26?
Before my mama insurance kicked me off.
Oh, I was just thinking 1.
That's why I said 1 in.
Yeah, that's why I said 25.
Maybe I can have triplets. Lord, please bless me with triplets.
Yeah, girl. Make it work.
Okay. I will be very disappointed if I only have 1 before 26, because that's a lot of money I can't afford.
You want 6? Your job ain't gonna have insurance.
You want 6 kids.
You're right.
You want like 3 boys, 3 girls type situation?
3 boys, 2 girls. We're all boys. Hmm. All boys and like 1 girl. Oh, if I have a girl, I just want to leave her at the hospital. Just try again next time. Girls are a lot.
I want a girl.
My kids will be great.
She said,
them Clark babies. Good, that's great. Well, not Clark babies, but whoever you're marrying last name.
Huh?
I said them Clark babies, but I was like, whoever you're marrying last name.
I'm keeping my last name.
Hyphenated?
Clark hyphen.
Clark hyphen Jones.
Brittany Churn.
Brittany
Churn running down the street like.
Anyways, what are we talking about?
Dating to marry
or dating just to date, just to have fun. Okay, at this age, I think I'm dating to marry because
we get old.
I feel like after I graduate, want me?
No, listen. Once you get out of college, all you stuck with is like blind dates set up by your friends.
FarmersOnly.com. Black people meet.
That's all you really stuck with once you get out of college. A lot of marriages happen in college, a good bit.
Or when they were young.
Mm-hmm.
You don't gotta be like everybody else.
I'm just saying.
I wouldn't mind. I don't wanna meet somebody when I'm 25. Then, when I turn 50, we only gonna be together like, what?
A few years. A century.
Okay, but whatever. Because if I meet somebody at 25, we're not going to get married at 25. You got to add at least 5 years on to that.
Well, as quick as you moving, girl, like anything possible.
And then you having kids at 30?
I know you did not just call me fast.
No, bitch, I'm talking this fast-ass timeline. I might call you fast. Miss, I'm 20, but I got to have all my 6 kids by 26 and get married and find a husband.
First of all, I would find a husband and then get married.
Okay, it was out of order, but still. But go off.
Do you date to marry or date to date?
Or do you play the fifth?
I think I was dating to date in the, you know, before. People I've dealt with in the past or just dating to date. I mean, it wasn't really people who I was feel like I could have a real relation, like a future with. But we weren't never in a serious relationship anyway. So, you know what I'm saying? So once you get serious in a relationship, and you're serious about a person, you should be able to see a future with that person. So I feel like I'm dating to marry.
I'm both. Like, I'm 20. I got a whole lot of life left to live. You know, unless I die like tomorrow. But I'm planning to have
You're talking a lot about death. What's happening?
Oh my God.
It's a part of the life cycle.
I know, but to talk about like five times when you dead,
we're gonna have to find somebody to replace you. But they ain't good enough. That's just so much work on us. So just stay alive.
Just come to the funeral. Anyway.
Oh, I like me a good funeral now.
Black people love a good funeral. How was the funeral, girl? Like, what?
How'd a body look?
How'd a body look? Oh, you look good.
Oh, he looked good.
That body look. Oh, they did that body right.
I had just seen him the other day, and now he dead.
Dead and gone.
And the body looks so good.
So good. But you know what? You know what? That girl, Buffy, baby mama's been there, and the girlfriend been there, and they all both walk up with the casket at the same time. They've been real respectful, though.
Everybody been falling out, being all extra. Like, they didn't know that boy like that. They ain't even know that boy like that.
You know what? You know how I know they know that boy? Because they said John. You know that boy named Booby? John, who's a John?
Okay, anyway, so yeah, I'm both dating and marrying and dating and have fun. I feel like if we together long enough and marriage come up, and it just come up, you know. But if it don't work out, it just don't work out. And if it don't work out, that means you probably prepared me for my soulmate. So. This is a good practice round. Thank you. Blue. I enjoyed our time together. You just weren't it. You weren't the contender, and that's okay.
Imagine building a up so he'd be better for the next.
That would be so hurtful. That's why I feel like relation. I'm gonna just start courting. For real, for real. I'm gonna read the rule book and just start courting.
The rule book.
Because that is such a waste of time.
It ain't a waste of time.
It is not a waste of time.
But imagine putting all that work
right when you behind look at your it relationship from, like, for the only sunshine, treat the next
right.
It's not a waste of time. But when you look at it reality, when you're mad that you just broke up with somebody who you thought you was in love with, you're like, that's more of a waste of time. You're going to think about it like, dang. We had all these plans. We took this vacation. I could have took this vacation with my mama or somebody.
We know I had spent all this money on you.
I hate when people say that. Oh my god.
Run
gosh.
Me my money that, back.
That drives run me my up money the wall.
Nisha. I mean, yeah, you what should get gifts. I can believe you should get gifts just
be like,
to get gifts.
I spent all this money. Oh my gosh. Spending money part of life. Get over it.
It should be from your heart. I can believe that.
If you're buying this person a car, y'all work up.
But just in general, just imagine putting in so much work toward your relationship with somebody. Y'all done going through a lot. And even if that is just like, imagine if he's not even putting in a lot of effort that you're putting in. And then y'all break up, right? And y'all break up. And then he finds somebody else. And he is doing everything that you wanted him to.
You should have left earlier.
But you already left. It doesn't matter what we're not focusing on when you left. We're focusing on the fact that you left, right?
You left.
And then you left him. Well, the part that we're focusing on is that he
did everything for somebody else that you wanted him to do, and you was telling him that you want him to do, but now all of a sudden here's another girl comes and he's doing everything right. That's hurtful.
Y'all just wasn't meant to be together.
Right, but that's hurtful. You have to admit. You have to admit that you're going to be hurt.
I mean,
yes.
Yes.
The answer is yes.
I'm the type of person where if I feel like you're not reciprocating what I'm putting out, I'm already like,
Right. And you leave.
Yeah, but I just leave earlier than most people. Mm-hmm.
But say that so you left when you noticed from the jump. But imagine if you left when you, because, you know, when you start out, everybody is not who they really say they are. Once you're dealing with somebody, they have a lot of stuff to unpack that you really get to know somebody. And then you notice early, so you left early. But imagine if he's treating somebody else right and doing everything he's supposed to do. But it's just like, well, why couldn't you do that with me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, girl. I see the point.
Yeah. Would you be hurt?
A little. I probably wouldn't be butthurt though, but I can.
Oh no, I'll be cursing him out, his mama out, his granny out, everybody out, and I'm gonna curse that girl out because who she thinks she is? That's so.
She thinks she's the person who stole your man, duh.
Lord have mercy.
Well, I don't care, I still curse her out.
But I feel like we two would be stealing man too. That's another conversation.
Bloop. Mm-hmm.
That's a little strange.
Yes.
Okay, this is a little bit out there, but speaking of relationships, just out of curiosity, do you believe that someone else's trash is another person's treasure?
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if your friend starts dating your ex, that's okay?
To me, yes.
Oh!
I'm okay as long as... All right. So if me and said ex ended on fairly decent terms, as in like it wasn't a super messy breakup, and we know that just we weren't compatible for each other, and we're still cordial, I don't have a problem with it. But it all depends on how you and said Frank ended, in my opinion. Because if it was like a horrible ass breakup, no, I wouldn't be okay with like my friend talking to my ex. But if it was mutual, like, it's just not working out, we cool, we can see other people, it's not a huge deal.
I would just feel like you was plotting the whole time.
Oh my gosh.
Exactly.
Okay, but that's not the first thing that would come to your mind?
Come on.
Be like, oh.
But I feel like it depends on how y'all break up. Because, like, it depends on context, too, because if we broke up in January, but y'all like started, like, seeing each other till September, I don't really think that's plotting.
But how did that come about? I don't know how mad I would be, but I would want to know the timeline of events. When did y'all start talking?
I'm going to be suspicious.
Very suspicious, because if y'all break up and then all of a sudden...
And imagine if, like, you brought your partner around when y'all would go out.
Right. We having events or... And with your friends, and your friends sitting back.
And I'm going to start thinking about all them times that I brought you around.
Correct.
Oh, I remember you went over there on that couch, chopping it up.
Exactly.
And now I have a problem.
Exactly. I'm not saying it's the right thing. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying the human in me is going to be like, oh, this was plotting the whole time to steal my man. And now I'm going to have to steal something from her.
Now I'm putting pieces together. Because I'm like, okay. Something was going on when we were together. You can't help but think that, though. You can't help but think that.
If it was years passed, I moved on, you know.
But if it's months after.
And that person has grown, and they're a different person, and my friends want to, okay, I might, you know. But if it's within the same year, just think of it from a outside point of view as well. Or if that person met your family. That's kind of weird. I'm going to a wedding for my friend and my ex. That's extreme. But think about it. Mm-mm.
It's a no for me.
It's a no for me, too. They have kids. I'm going to tell the kid, your daddy a cheater.
When is intuition?
But like, if it's years done past, like say we graduated college, years pass, and then y'all pop up. I can't do nothing about that. I've gotten over it.
Yeah.
But in a couple months, and I see you coming in hard eyes on the pitches and such.
Oh, we have a problem.
We got a problem.
Brandon, you really thinking like you wouldn't have feel some type of way?
I told you it depends on the times in which we broke up.
Even if we were cordial, though, I can't help but think that you've been going behind my back, messing with my friend.
The thought is going to cross your mind.
I'm different about relationships, and to me, like, if it just didn't work out, it just didn't work out. So, like, oh, but then I guess I'm saying this because I ain't never been like in love with nobody or experienced like emotions that wild. So maybe once I've experienced that, I might have a different mindset. But yeah, that's just me though. Clearly, anyway.
So what I'm hearing is, if anyone wants to take Brandon on a date,
he's single
and he's ready to mingle.
But he picky, so come correct.
He picky too, but that's okay. So smile.
Very picky. Somebody trying to slide my DMs. I had to ask my cousin. It was so wild.
Oh, it's not sliding.
That was just too much.
It was wild.
Basically, in a short synopsis, they had hit me up. I ain't follow this person back. So they hit me up and was saying like all kind of compliments. I was like, thank you. I was like, you saying all this, but you don't even know my name. Because my name not...
It's not in your...
Yeah, it's not on my bio or nothing like that. So I was like, you saying all this, about, but you don't even know my name. It's like, Brandon. I said, the fuck? How you know that?
where did you get this information from?
How you know that?
So I asked them, I was like, so how you know that? And it was like, I asked your profile.
Oh, someone's plotting on you, honey.
Oh, somebody's like, plotting on you.
It's a good time.
He did research.
Yeah, but
that shows that they like are putting some interest.
I like that.
We like that. We mystery, like that. Mystery person, come on.
Don't come back.
Aww. Oh.
What I'm going to do with you all the way in Nebraska?
You ain't say that information.
What state?
You ain't tell us that.
It was North Dakota or something like
that. Oh, yeah, you didn't like, say that.
You ain't tell us that. Well, mystery person, sorry.
North Carolina, Georgia.
Find someone local. Sorry, sweetie. Find someone local.
Local. Any local Georgianians or North Carolinians or South Carolinians interested?
Get some from Charleston.
Oh, I got you, bro. Charleston? No.
They can be a little extra.
They can be
come
a little
correct
extra.
Or don't come.
If you've ever taken an African American Studies class, if you are involved in any organizations, or if you like children and like to feed them,
and you want
to
have some babies,
come hit up Brandon because he's ready to date to marry or date to date. He's here for a good time, not a long time. Period.
The biggest period.
Okay. I like that.
Ellipses.
Oh, blind date, please. This would be fun.
Blind date? Oh, that would be fun.
We should do a blind date on here, though.
What do you mean?
Like, have a blind date come for Brandon. And we try to hook them up, but he don't know. And we probably shouldn't say this in front of him.
You know, he's on to us. You get what I'm putting down? You pick up what I'm putting down?
I try to forget, like, the day is, man. The day of Valentine's Day. I try to forget that it's Valentine's Day.
I have to work on Valentine's Day. They won't let nobody.
They gonna be in deep.
They won't let nobody take off. They block that day off.
Oh, yeah. Y'all gonna be.
But that next week? That weekend.
She gonna make up for it.
And it's my birthday weekend.
When's your birthday?
February 22nd. It's February 18th.
I knew that because that's the password. At least it was the password to your phone. I don't know it no more. Well, any last thoughts?
I just want to know if the sunset was chased.
I think
think it was Chase.
I think so.
I know so.
Series inquiries. How you say that word?
Inquiries
only. Come hit up my boy Brandon.
Or Brittany.
Or don't hit me up.
That's cool. I'm okay.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we're okay.
I feel like we're okay, but this is kind of fun.
I don't know. Like, if you're going to come super duper correct, I think we okay with that. But
come, not, come be on the show with us and talk to Brandon with a live blind date. No.
I like that idea.
A live blind date. I like it too.
I will walk out. Please don't play with me.
We'll test the waters. We'll see how real you are.
All right. So thank you all for joining us this week. We greatly appreciate it here with Chasing Sunsets podcast. Hope you all have a great day, great week. Be on the lookout soon at Chasing Sunsets Pod on Instagram. Keep it locked and loaded for more information.
Bye.
See you.